From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 12, 2016. This week, we have a special episode written just for Virginia's fifth grade science students about solutions, gases, and aquatic systems. That's probably a familiar sound to you, stirring chocolate powder into hot water. The stirring dissolves the chocolate into the water, making a solution of a solid in a liquid. Salty water is another example of a solution of a solid in a liquid, and pouring liquid detergent into a washing machine results in a solution of one liquid in another. But what, do you think, is in the solution in this next sound? That was the sound of shaking, then opening, a bottle of soda, creating lots of bubbles and fizzing. Sodas are a solution mostly of water, sugar, and carbon dioxide, a gas dissolved in water that bubbles out when you shake the soda. Where else might you find gases dissolved in water? For one answer, have a listen to this sound. That was the sound of gas bubbles rising from the bottom of a pond. The water in ponds, lakes, streams, rivers, and the oceans contains several kinds of dissolved gases. If you lived in water, what do you think would be the most important dissolved gas for you? Here's a guest voice to help you with the answer.
Welcome to the Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System. For water quality data, press 3. Dissolved oxygen is 6.6 milligrams per liter.
Oxygen is required by most living things, and those that live in water depend on oxygen dissolved in the water. The number you heard, 6.6 milligrams, was the amount of dissolved oxygen in each liter of water measured in the James River near Jamestown on September 9, 2016, according to the Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System. Different aquatic organisms need different levels of dissolved oxygen, but almost all, except certain microorganisms, require some level. The amount of dissolved oxygen is one of the most important indicators of water quality and the overall health of many water bodies, including the Chesapeake Bay. Finally, here's a question for you to answer on your own. People can stir drinks to help make chocolate or other substances dissolve. But what kinds of natural processes stir water bodies to help oxygen and other gases mix and dissolve? We close with three more sounds that should help you find a solution to that question. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.